I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. Hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome back. It's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, and this is another episode of Journaling the Process, the quarantine edition. Yeah, that's right, we're switching it up a little bit. It's a quarantine edition. It's about to get your life all the way together now that you have some extra time on your hands. So please make sure to subscribe to the show. That way you get notified whenever a new episode drops. And also share this episode. You know, share it to another girlfriend that's maybe sitting at home looking for something to do, looking for something different to listen to, just to switch up her whole routine. You know, sharing is caring. And for my newbies, if you guys are new to the show, welcome, welcome. I am here to get your whole life together by sharing some tips, my personal life experience, like literally everything from A to Z. So welcome. Make sure to hit subscribe. And my regulars, you guys know I love you. Like, I love the support. I love everything. I love that you guys are always here to engage, to listen, and to get whatever you need to get from my message and just implement it in your life. So make sure to follow me on social media as well, using the handle I Am Not My 9-to-5. That's I Am Not My 9-to-5 spelled out. IAMNOTMY, the numeric number 9. So that's the number 9, TO, and the numeric number 5. That is the number 5. So you can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, as well as on TikTok. All right, your girl's there. So I'm going to jump right into this episode. I'm going to kind of title it, I guess, what, TikTok and chill, if kind of get my little joke there, TikTok and chill, Netflix and chill. Yeah, anyways, right? So TikTok and chill, simply because like your girl's been on TikTok for the last 2 weeks now. I've been on it before, not really engaging in it. Like, I opened up my account, you know, just drop a 1-2 post and kind of like disappeared. But now that I have time on my hands and I'm creating content, I'm trying to be creative. I was working a little bit on TikTok on my personal page, but I'm like, how can I use this platform and incorporate it to my business? So I've been like dibbling and dabbling certain things and seeing what works, and I'm having hell of a lot of fun doing it, guys. So make sure to like follow me on TikTok, show me some love, and you know, give me some feedback. Like, are you guys on TikTok too? I hope so. If you're not, try it. It's not just for young people. It's not actually, correction, because we're still young. Like, rewind. It's not just for teenagers. There's many different communities on that. And, you know, I like to also hashtag the community over 30, club over 30. So, you know, find your own niche, find your people. We're all there. I'm there. So try it. You know, it doesn't hurt. Do your own thing. I literally have a melting pot of what I'm putting out as far as content, which is some of the trending things as far as the songs that are trending, as well as my own personal voice on my content. So I'm mixing the two together and being creative. I'm seeing what works. I'm seeing what doesn't work. And at the same time, your girl is having fun. So it's a win-win. So if you're looking for something to do, if you're looking for something different that you want to try, or maybe you're just like need a little bit of a switch up from Instagram or Twitter, try TikTok. You know, it's definitely something that's picking up with the fact now that we're all on quarantine. We all have that extra time. So don't try to act like I ain't got time for that, because you do got time for that, boo. So open that account if you don't have it. If you already have that account, be active, start posting, get creative, have fun. Do some videos while you're cooking. Do some videos with you chilling on the couch. And I don't know, be creative. It's a platform where there's like no rules. You do whatever you want, with obviously keep in mind that there's other people watching. So let's just keep it clean and tidy, guys. But you know, you get my drift. you have a lot of leeway to do what it is that you want, and the engagement is real. The people on this platform really support you. So I've been creating content for that, and your girl's been unfortunately doing some Netflix and chill. Oh boy, yeah, I caught the Netflix and chill bug. I was just like, you know, I'm not going to be a couch potato and sit down and watch Netflix and chill all day. But hey, I work hard. And I told myself, listen, you need a break too. You can't just be like work, 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 creating content, creating bundles, creating all this different kind of stuff and not making time for yourself. Like, a girl needs to relax too, right? And I think another aspect as to why it is that I've kind of like chilled a little bit more is because I realized that I'm waking up a little bit more earlier. So no matter how much I try to plan my day out, I'm literally up by like 6:30, if not 7:30, the latest, because my youngest is just like on no schedule. I don't know if anyone else is going through this, but it's just like the whole routine, the whole schedule that I had just went straight out the roof. And I'm just kind of trying to refigure this thing out and going through the whole process of getting back on schedule, if that's even a thing right now in this point in time. It seems like everything is all over the place, and I'm trying not to really stress myself out. I'm trying to take this chaos and see the positive in it. And I'm learning to maybe sit down and just chill. Like, maybe that's what I need to do, is just sit down, chill, and watch something. So that's what I've been doing too. I've gotten into the whole series of, what is it called again? The Yard on Netflix. It kind of reminds me of Orange is the New Black, to be quite honest. So I've been watching that. I've gotten into that. Yeah, and I like it. And I'm not mad, you know? So a little bit of work, a little bit of fun, a little bit of play, and everyone is happy. Mommy's happy. The kids are happy. The hubby's happy. We're all happy. So that's it for this series. I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an insight of what I'm going through, what I'm doing, what I'm working on. And your girl's not trying to stress herself out. I'm just trying to do me, be happy, make my family happy, and get my mindset right at the same damn time. So I'm still reading my books. I'm still listening to my audios, but I'm trying to figure out what that balance is when I have the right time. And that's it. That's all, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please make sure to share the show. All right. Please make sure to share the show. That way other people can get this information. Share it on your Instagram stories. You can also share it on your Facebook stories. Do whatever it is that you feel that you need to do, or send it to whoever you feel needs to hear this message. And thank you once again for the support. Like I said, it doesn't go unnoticed. I love you guys. I'll speak to you soon. Please stay safe and take care. Love you guys. Bye.